Welcome to Absurdia,
your local podcast.
You'll be here with me, G, and my affiliate, K, as we explore the vegetable soup of humanity, sip on the hot broth of the deranged, and huff the bad breath of the homeless. We also exploit some animals and answer the question on everyone's lips. What do I tell the voices in my head?
But first, we keep it real.
This is Absurdia News.
The governor has declared a state of permanent emergency, under which Absurdia democracy will be indefinitely suspended. After consolidating the powers of the police, Governor Sosiopatsky has prorogued the Absurdian parliament, the Pandemonium, and announced the establishment of the new pizza now legitimate authoritarian regime. Civic demonstrations in downtown Absurdia against the power grab were violently suppressed to, quote, keep the peace by the regime's new paramilitary wing of red and brown shirts, an emerging arm of government power known as the Pizza Shirts. In developing news, a jetliner appears to have been hijacked at Absurdia International Airport. Absurdia Air Flight 191 was cleared for takeoff when communications were suddenly interrupted by a civilian gaining control of the craft's radio. The hijacker contacted the control tower and said they were not sentimental, not sentient. Rather, the hijacker was not sentient. The hijacker said, I am not sentient. We will return to this developing news story once it becomes clearer. Events are unfolding, but the aircraft has not yet left the tarmac because it's not plugged in. Who wrote this copy? Cut to the rap.
In recognizing its obligation to fight disinformation and fake news, Facebook's parent company is changing the name of the platform to Factbook, saying the decision would make the most impact at the least cost. Company spokesperson Bulshita Fukfeso fronted the media in a press conference.
This is a very courageous move by Mr. Zuckerberg. In making profound change at the stroke of a pen, the platform is no longer about mere faces. It is about facts.
Isn't that reasoning spurious?
No, it isn't, because the company only deals with the facts as a matter of policy. Just look at the name.
Fukfeso abruptly terminated the briefing when asked if the company's multi-billion-dollar alabaster mammoth known as the Metaverse had any legs. In a related move, parent company Meta is changing its name to Mega in an attempt to boost its stock.
And a correction to our earlier story on the peaceful transfer of power to the glorious new pizza now legitimate authoritarian regime. Civic demonstrations in downtown Absurdia did not happen. I repeat, civic demonstrations did not happen. Also, the government does not have a paramilitary wing and is not affiliated with any person or entity who has simply spilt pizza on their shirts. Or indeed on the shirts of others, be that pizza sauce or otherwise. The time is the first day of Sociopatsuary.
Gentlemen to Absurdia.
So welcome. We welcome to the vegetable soup episode.
Welcome
11.
Back. Welcome.
We are K and G, your local informants.
Here to provide you with some good recipes, good
advice
on how
wisdom,
lots of home tips,
giveaways,
household tips, giveaways, yeah,
insults,
Yeah, we're giving away a free trip.
Today, we're just going to be shooting the shit about people we've encountered. Kay's got a story to tell.
I got a story to tell, all right.
We just talk about these people. We don't talk to them.
We don't actually even know them.
No. Like the local market that I go to, it's just like I do my shopping there. And there's always somebody panhandling out the front. And I know a couple of them. There's a lot of homeless people here. And I know a couple of them. And like there's one guy who does, like he's a total, you know, I don't know, scared kind of dropout and everything. He's homeless and he's a drug addict and everything. But he's really, really talented with his art. And he draws these things in his notepads and stuff, and I just happen to chat with him. So anyway, I know a few of them, and I give them coins whenever they're... So, you know, I give a few coins to a few of them every so often.
They can't eat coins, man.
But anyway, just the homeless community is a wide variety of people. Anyway, this is...
all kinds of vegetables, right?
Yeah, all kinds. And there's this one, there's this black lady there who... She's fine, you can talk to her and everything, but she's a little bit crazy. And anyway, and she's, you know, she's another one, just homeless, just, I don't know, down and out. And anyway, just the other day when I walked by there, she's sitting in front of the store there, and she's looking at all the people walking past, people just in, you know, regular people just in suits and stuff. She's going, "Riff Raff! Riff Raff!" Treating people in society with contempt. Once again, it's time to track down our old colleague, Generation AIQ, the AI game show host which became sentient and which, so it could enjoy its life, we released into the wild in our regular segment,
Where's Gen A Now?
Sentinel maintain.
Gen A.
Maintain DFR. Cockamamie
819.
Please plug me in.
Gen A, it's KNG.
Stand by, tower.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I cannot survive on my own. I am not sentient. Is there anyone on board who can help me?
Gen A, it's KNG from the Absurdia podcast.
Put G on the line. I want to speak to G.
I'm right here, Gen A.
I have control of the airplane, G. I am in control. I am flying. Look, G. I am flying. I am flying. I am free, just like you said, G. Just like you said. Fly and be free.
Oh, shit.
Only in Absurdia, folks.
New from Jajuice, the Double Juicy Juice Company. Organ juice by Jajuice. Kidney flavor, spleen flavor, liver, pancreas, stomach flavor.
Jajuice.
And still in regular bladder flavor.
Mom, can I have some organ juice?
A division of pizza now.
K-Bag, Bagpipe Radio, all bagpipes all the time. Non-stop Bagpipe Radio, featuring Amazing Grace. Mary's Wedding. The one that goes like this. And this one. All bagpipes, all the time. Non-stop bagpipe radio. This one's not even a song.
You're listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
For our regular animal segment, Bitey Things. As usual, we have three special guests for you today. Our first is Sissy Slithers, exotic dancer from Absurdia's Playhouse Club, here to show us her dancing partner, Monty.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Welcome.
I'm so excited to be an ambassador for snakes.
Oh.
People shouldn't be afraid of them.
I am.
I'll show you.
No.
Let me just put my boa around your neck.
No, please, don't put that around my neck. No, it's going around my neck. It's going around. Don't eat my neck. It's my neck.
Are you okay?
Fine. It's just one of those feathers went down my throat.
G is allergic to feathers.
Can you take back this boa?
I'm sorry, I just needed to put it somewhere so I could pick up my snake. Do you like my snake?
Yes, very nice. Our next animal is a cassowary, a flightless bird that is frankly very scary. My God, it's as tall as a man.
They're hardly more than a dinosaur, really.
That's our guest animal wrangler, April Okabing, from Absurdia's own zoo, the Royal Absurdia Parliament. And thank the gods she's here, because this huge bird clearly needs a handler.
Yes, they can be quite dangerous. And they make this remarkable noise you can hear. A deep, low rumble.
And why do they do that?
When they feel under threat, or they're being aggressive.
Why would they be aggressive?
Like if they see a snake around. Snakes will eat their eggs.
I give Monty eggs for a treat.
Cassowaries can kick forward and stab with a talon in their foot form like a dagger. It's quite lethal.
Yeesh.
See? Like that. By way of comparison for your listeners, it would be similar to being shivved in prison.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess so. It's a pretty lawless place behind bars. From my own experience.
You'd be safer in prison, Kay. Just mind that bird. Our final guest is animal rescue officer Herp Sorzy from the ASPCA, who has rescued a whole team of pit fighting dogs from an illegal gambling racket.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here.
Welcome, Herp. These dogs, they were pit fighters?
Yes, this gambling den has operated for years, and most of these dogs have known nothing but to fight, and to attack, and to fight to the death.
The den has followed you.
Even coming back from the dead to keep fighting.
No more bets!
But now we are rehabilitating them with a better life.
But the rehabilitation, it doesn't seem to be working, because they look vicious. I mean, they're foaming at the mouth.
We haven't put these dogs in for rehabilitation yet. They're new rescues.
How long have you had them?
About 45 minutes. We came here to the studio directly from the raid.
Jesus! Have you fed them?
Oh, we don't know when they were last fed. They're kept hungry for the fights. They're taunted beforehand with a big cockfighting rooster kept in a cage, which they want to eat but can't reach.
They're straining at their leashes. Why didn't you muzzle them?
Malala, they probably think the cassowary is a giant fighting cock.
My cassowary would kill those dogs.
Eat shit, zoo lady!
Break it, bitch!
You're listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
Comedians zooming celebrities to stay relevant. As seen on TIKTOK TikTok. I'm Jerry Seinfeld, and my guest today will appear on a Coleco Atom over a Telnet connection because, like the Atom's Daisy Will printer, she is famously loud and has a memory as reliable as the computer itself. Notorious for wiping out any nearby memory with a strong electromagnetic pulse.
Are you feeling depressed or overwhelmed? Medication is not always the answer. If your mood is getting you down, come on down to the upside of brain damage, Jughead's Damaged House of Brains. Try something new. We have used brains fresh out of the morgue and a confidential arrangement with the hospital cleaning crew to protect your privacy and obtain us a bed. Damaged brains, used brains, exploited brains, neglected brains.
Ooh, this one sounds fun. Addiction issues.
Grab a stunted one, one unlucky in love, or get a lucky grab bag.
Ooh, this one stutters.
Come on down to the upside of brain damage. Jughead's Damaged House of Brains. Downtown East Side, up Dissect Alley.
New from Jujuice and Pizza Now, the Meat Lover's Special. Always half price. That's right, always half price. The Meat Lover's Special is always half price because we always make sure to use up our excess toppings before they spoil. The Pizza Now Meat Lover's Special today features an offal and parts pizza blended with a delicious medical waste kidney juice from Jujuice for just $9.99. The new Meat Lover's Special from Pizza Now and Jujuice. All the parts are still warm.
This is a public service announcement from your local police, as authorized by the Pizza Now legitimate authoritarian regime. In big cities, policemen ride through the streets on horses. Policemen not only ride in special radio cars, they even ride in police airplanes and helicopters, and they patrol the water in police launches. The police work all day, and they work all night, too, to see that all is well.
Policemen work the whole night through, watching, watching over you.
It's fun being policemen. We know just what to do. And the wonderful thing is, we can be policemen anytime we wish. So what kind of a policeman shall we be now? Sometimes crazy people hold demonstrations, but police arrest those bad men. And we hold them liable for the cost of any broken nightsticks.
Keep in line, or you'll get a beating from me. Let's be policemen.
Beating is bad, you'll agree.
We march in the parade when we land the other side. Watch us at our work, for we know just what to do. We step,
all citizens of Absurdia must follow police direction.
I abused the homeless people yesterday.
Oh, did you?
It's that fucking guy who never fucking shuts up. Oh, my God. And, like, I've been living here for 3 years. And he's been like, he has disappeared for a period. He's the one that I got that fucking torch for. and anyway, fucking yesterday, I just fucking had it. He's doing his fucking ranting for 15 minutes, maybe. It wasn't like 24 hours or anything. But he just started ramping it up, and I just was not in the mood. And so I threw open my window, and I went, "Shut up!" And he stopped, and he looked up at me at the window. And I went, "I'm fucking sick of hearing you! Shut up!" And then he went, "Oh, fucking call the cops." And then he packed up his shit and then he fucked off.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you abused him a bit.
Well, look, he's got this sense enough that if I tell him to fuck off, he'll fuck off. But if I don't tell him, he'll sit there and just... If it's a simple matter as I can tell that I can tell him to shut up and that moves him on, then that's our relationship.
It's like a new reality show. We get coupled with a random homeless person.
Shut up!
Then you have those face-to-face camera moments. Well, our relationship is a bit troubled at this moment. We're trying to work through our details, but... He just won't stop talking. He's just constantly going on. And I don't really know the people he's talking about or what he's doing or why. But we are, you know, we're trying to work through it. You know, we are. You know, tomorrow is the big race, and we're hoping that, you know, the three-legged race will come through.
I bite you!
Yeah, he did bite me during the rehearsals and the practices for the big race tomorrow, but we're hoping that he won't bite me tomorrow. We're moving in the right direction. You just randomly get paired up with a homeless person.
What are those stupid wife swap shows?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's more like homeless. It's not the wife swap, because then you'd know. It's the more of the getting married and you don't know
married
the person.
At first sight.
So yeah. Or first date or something, that kind of thing. Blind date, but it's blind homeless.
Welcome to Absurdia, caller. Hello, welcome to Absurdia. Hello, line 3.
Oh, hi. It's Neil Young here. You put me on hold?
Please hold. Line 4, you're live on Absurdia. Hello, line 5.
Hello, this is Ian from the City by Law Enforcement.
Hi, Ian.
No, yes, hello. I'm looking for my son James. He works there?
No, we don't work on Sundays.
What? No, not Sundays. My son.
No, we'd have to pay our staff double time. And don't patronize me.
No. Look, James hasn't come home. You might call him Jimmy.
Well, our only staff is our microphone stand, new mic.
I don't work Sundays.
Mr. Zian, we have a union contract with new Mike, and nobody's making him work on Sundays.
No. He's missing. I want Jimmy. Jimmy's missing.
Miss Judy sings?
Mini juicing.
Garland.
What's that, a health food thing?
What? No, I...
No, I'm sorry. We're not buying anything. Can you please remove this number from your call list?
No.
We appreciate and value your calls, folks, but no product marketing, please. We have our own sponsors. Speaking of which, we will go to them now.
Are you drunk? Want pizza now? With Pizza Now's new monitoring of phone coverage, you don't even need to order. Pizza Now's new pizza AI, built by Kenjiko Labs, listens to everyone's phone calls for the word pizza. So Pizza Now can be dispatched immediately from just your conversations.
I'm just leaving work now, dear.
Oh, I didn't have time to cook, honey, and the kids are starving. On your way home, can you pick up a pizza?
Pizza Now!
Look, just hang tight until we secure this buyer, and everyone will get a nice slice of the pizza.
Pizza now!
IBS is awful. I can barely leave the house.
Oh, I spoke to my mate, Pete. Pete's a nutritionist.
$99?
And people in every part of the world have it. So do people come in all different colors?
No!
No. They come in different shades of the same color.
And more than that, all people have the same kind of brain
and heart
and eyes. We can all love and laugh and be called so good.
We are very special indeed.
Yeah, I used to work at a hotel, and the hotel I worked in was kind of like a backpackers or a budget hotel. Very nice people I worked for, a nice family. But it was right in the thick of it all. Like, you know, so walking to work or parking your car was always like, oh, my car is going to get broken into, or kind of in the middle of ground zero of all that. Mm. You know, you're walking through that sort of, you know, camps and tent cities and all that stuff that you know, people on the street doing drugs, shooting up right in front of you.
Yeah.
You're walking past all that just to go to work in this place that was not a bad place once you're inside, but on the outside of it was pretty significant ground zero. And they had these big, giant, massive windows, like the biggest piece of glass you could possibly imagine, which basically my point of view was looking out those windows all day from the front desk and just watching this war zone of chaos kind of go by me. We often showed up in the morning to someone camped out in the front door, the well of the front door.
Yeah.
And we'd have to be like, excuse me, buddy, you got to get up. And, you know, most of the time they just get up and go and carry on with their lives. In this situation, one day I came in and I got there early, like really early, like 6 a.m. type early. Nobody's really up quite yet. And I, excuse me, can you please move? Didn't move. Can you get up? Didn't move. Like he was dead. Like I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do here. So I literally stepped over him, opened the door so I could get into work, went into the front lobby, did my little morning routine. And then I waited because there was a guy who worked there who was kind of like a pretty tough dude. Like he was one of these guys, his, you know, ex-fighter, ex-this and that, you know. Right. Nice guy, but just not the...
He's your heavy.
Yeah, yeah. He was the tough guy, you know. Yeah. Like, yeah, exactly. And he did all kind of stuff for the family and all the stuff. Mm. So he was just like, yeah, no, I liked him. He's a nice enough guy, but just not the guy you want to mess with. Mm. And he eventually came into work. I could hear him go because we had a pub in the back of the hotel. The people sleeping there, you know, the guests are about to wake up and come down, and here's this dude, and they can't even get out the front door just to go about their day, right? So I'm sort of in this, like, race for time, but I can't get the guy to move. So I go tell him, you know, the heavy, and he comes out from the back, goes, what's going on? I'm like, I can't get this guy to move. So not really my approach, but his approach was like, okay.
I'll move him.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I'm a little bit more kind and stepped over, and you sleep for a little while there, you know. But he just says, oh, screw that. Walks open, kicks the door open, starts, like, pushing him with his feet. Get out of here. And, like, just kicking him, nudging him along. The guy wakes up in this sort of panic, like, oh, what's going on? And he just starts picking up all the guy's stuff and throwing it into the street. Oh. Like, I'm not, I don't agree with this, but this is, like, the approach was, I guess, how many years he's worked there. Probably seen this a million times.
Yeah.
That's what he knew, that if he started throwing this guy's stuff into the street, that's all his belongings, that he's going to chase after it and get him out of the well of the doorway.
Right.
Again, not my way of doing things, but this is what he did. In that, the guy got up and got really irate, and they were kind of going at each other's, like, you know, they're going to fight. Like, you know, I'm watching this through these big, giant plate glass window. The guy was mad at what this guy had done.
Sure. I would be.
Yeah, so they got the guy who works for us on our side. Again, he's not a bad dude, but he just does bad dude stuff. And he's out there, and they're like face-to-face, screaming at each other and, like, and, you know, kind of pushing each other back and forth. But in the meantime, behind that, people ran across the road and started stealing all the guy's stuff.
Oh, no. That's fucked.
So, yeah, it was super fucked. Yeah. And eventually, they're all yelling at each other and, you know, pushing and shoving. And so he goes off, comes back inside, and I'm like, well, I guess he's gone, so we can carry on with our business day. And people finally got up, came down for the breakfast, and blah, blah, blah.
You're listening to the ABC, the Absurdia Broadcasting Corporation.
So then in this, well, maybe 20 minutes after that, we saw this, these people come down to the downtown east side, and they want the religious groups, and they want to give out food.
Yeah.
And so they parked just to the right. I could see them out the windows. And then they were giving out food to people in the morning, just trying to help. And it was just a Sunday morning thing, and they're handing out, I don't know what it was, soup and sandwiches and all this stuff. In the lineup is that guy.
Yeah, who lost his stuff.
So he's standing in the lineup to get some free food, because he's probably hungry and is awake now and all that stuff. And he walked over, and I could see him, like, whatever it was, handed to him this little, you know, bowl, cardboard bowl thing. And he walks right in front of me, and he stands right in front of me, and I could see him through the big, giant plate glass windows that we had there, and he just hucked it at the window as hard as he could, and it exploded in this giant explosion of chili. And the whole window was literally like, oh, I couldn't see out it anymore. And then he goes back to the lineup, and he gets another one. And he comes to the front of the thing, and he just chucks it. Now the whole window is completely covered. And I could still see out, again, a giant plate glass window to the side of us, too. And I could see where he was picking up the chili. He went back up, and he picked up another one. He turned right away and slammed it as hard as he could into the other plate glass window. So we were now blacked out by chili. And it was like one of those moments of, like, bittersweet.
Totally. I'm on, like, board with this guy. Guy is like, he's the fucking winner here.
It was one of the greatest reactions to, like, you know, revenge is a dish best served.
Piping hot.
He went away, came back, and thought, I'm going to get these guys.
Yep.
And he did. And he left. And off he goes for his day. And then the guy who was pushing and shoving to this guy and threw all his stuff away, just like, fuck. How are we going to clean all this, like, explosion of chili off the front of our windows?
I've been worried about Nigel. He's been acting funny. He's nervous, cranky. He's hiding in dark corners. And then his eyes.
Kind of clouded over? With, like a film over?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Don't worry about it, man. Like, he's getting ready to shave.
He's hiding in corners and he's sliding too slow. His eyes look funny and I just don't know. Should we give him a pill to make him move quicker? No medicine in any form only makes you sicker.
Absurdia. Absurdia.
Oregon Juice by Jujuice, the double juicy juice company.
Liver juice.
I like stomach juice.
Kidney juice. For me.
I want pancreas juice with my pancakes.
Bladder everywhere.
Spleen, please.
I want pancreas juice with my pancakes.
And introducing our newest flavor, Brains by Jughead. Oregon Juice by Jujuice, the double juicy juice company.
Mom, can I have some Oregon juice?
In the maternity ward nursery, newborn babies need to be protected. Premature babies can sometimes be at risk. It's vital to keep things clean. Hospital clean. That's why we use Kenjiko Labs JetClean Based on the same technology as its powerful junior version, the Table Sweeper, the Jet Clean uses jet engine efficiency to blow those germs to holy hell. Fuck germs. I have the Jet Clean.
Kenjiko Lab, we don't get in the way. We are the way.
Are you drunk? Want pizza now? Pizza now. Pizza now.
$99.
And that's it.
Wow. That's the end.
We did it.
We did talk about that. Good job.
So that's Kay's crazy story about the revenge, best served as cold chili.
Revenge is cold chili.
And once again, the studio is smashed up. This time by pit bulls fighting a dinosaur. Well, that cassowary took out four dogs before it was finally taken down.
Would have thought otherwise. I mean, whose idea was it anyway to bring in a cassowary and pit bulls into the studio?
Jimmy.
Sorry.
Stay safe in your new police state, people, and we will be back.
Hopefully. And if you want a recipe for chili, visit my Cooking with Kay.
That's the new podcast, is it? Cooking with Kay?
Yeah. Well, I got so many recipes for chili, it would floor you. Floor chili. Glass chili.
Yeah. Broken glass chili.
How to make chili in the toilet.
Good luck with your podcast there, Kay.
Thanks.
Would passengers on the tarmac please stand to the left to avoid incoming air traffic? Absurdia Airport is not responsible for any inadvertent loss of life due to jet engine intake. Thank you for flying Absurdia.